Back home to politics, Michael McDougall has become the first candidate elected to the new Shannon. It's day six in the dark and cold for tens of thousands of people after last week's storm. And as Ronan was telling us earlier, the morning's newspapers are full of reaction to yesterday's junior minister appointments and the distinct gender imbalance captured on the front page of the Irish Independent by a photo call with Emer Higgins trying to shoulder her way into a line of men. Paul Cunningham is our political correspondent. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Last week, Micheál Martin announced a cabinet of 15 with 12 men and now 23 junior ministers with 17 men. How has it gone down?
Well, it's been controversial. The government is on the back foot on this issue, defending its position against accusations of failing to deliver on promises of gender equality. And I guess the defence falls into three parts. One is the government saying gender isn't the only consideration when it comes to appointments. There's also things like regional balance and ability for a specific job. Secondly, they say gender balance takes time. And if you're looking at Fianna Fáil, it had the most candidates ever in last year's general election. Seven were elected and four of them have been made a junior or senior appointment. So give us time and we'll get there. And the third is that women will be appointed to further positions when the Taoiseach nominates some to the Shannon and also to positions like chair of an Oireachtas committee. But opposition don't buy it. They just say it's a failure. They say, look across the water. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer was able to have 50-50 division on men and women in his cabinet appointments. Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin branding what we have as a boys' coalition club.
Gender, geography, and it would appear comebacks and rehabilitation from political scandal, possibly in ascending order, were some of the considerations for selection.
Well, that's one way of putting it. I mean, most of the attention yesterday was on the former Minister of State, Robert Troy, and that's because the Standards in Public Office found last year that the Fianna Fáil TD had contravened the Ethics Act in respect of a declaration of properties, a contract and a directorship in the years 2020 and 2021. Now, a Fianna Fáil spokesperson said that Taoiseach Micheál Martin accepts those findings but added he's satisfied that Minister Troy engaged with the process fully, admitted his errors and believes that he acted in good faith. But he's not the only one. Two others were caught up in controversy a few years back. Timmy Dooley apologised after what he termed a misunderstanding in the Dáil, in which Niall Collins, also Minister of State, pressed his voting button on several occasions in his empty seat. Now, Timmy Dooley later said, I understand from my colleague that Niall Collins, who was sitting beside my seat, that he pressed my voting button under the mistaken belief that I was at the back of the chamber on the phone when he wasn't actually in the chamber at all. Others, Dara Cleary and Jerry Buttimer, previously had to resign positions in the aftermath of participating in a golf event during the pandemic crisis. So yes, there are a few comeback kings there, but just one quick one on the flip side. It's a big day for Michael Moynihan. He's the Cork North West deputy, re-elected seven times since 1997, opposition spokesperson several times, name mentioned regularly in promotions. It didn't happen. Now he's the Minister of State at the Department of Education with special responsibility for special education and inclusion. So a big comeback there.
After 27 years. Tell us the latest on the Shannon, Paul.
Yes, Michael McDougall, as you mentioned in the introduction, was re-elected to the National University of Ireland panel on the first count. Basically, he received more than 11,000 votes and had a surplus of 2,361. Second place, Ronan Mullen, 7,452. Third place, Alice Mary Higgins, 6,872. So looks as if the incumbents are doing particularly well in that one. Over on the Dublin University Trinity College panel, once again, they did finally get to a first count as well. So, you know, if you look down the numbers, again, it seems to be sort of favouring the, I'm just looking through the list here as we're speaking, once again, favouring some of those who have been there before. And incumbency clearly is a big issue. So it looks if, Lynn Ruan and Tom Clonan are on touching distance of the quota. So once again, it'll be a big battle then for the final seat. Aubrey McCarthy, Hazel Chu, Usheen Smith, Labour candidates, Sive O'Neill and independent candidate Hugo McNeill all battling it out.
That's political jobs and elections. But the big story of the week remains we're now day seven after the storm and tens of thousands of people are still in the dark.
And it's a big row and it's not going away. The opposition is absolutely clear. Dáil should have been recalled so that the elected members could have an overview and critique of exactly the national plan which is put in place. The government saying absolutely not. The best place for their ministers was out on the Western Seaboard, ensuring that they were on the ground, coordinating what's going to happen. And when the Dáil comes back next week, it's going to be a blistering row.